Joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line from Chicago as the D-backs get ready for the second game of that series is Christian Walker, who checks in with us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Christian, thanks so much for joining the show this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Not as good as
you. Not as good as you, big guy.
That stat line last night, two home runs, a triple, 11 total bases, six runs batted in. I'm sure somebody told you, but the stat that they flashed up, that's the first time that had happened against the White Sox since Joe DiMaggio did it in 1948.
That's good company, man.
We'll start there. How good does a night like that feel for you, especially in a big spot?
Yeah, totally. I think first and foremost, being able to feel like, you know, I'm helping the team here down the stretch when we need wins most, I think that feels great. And, the protection in the lineup to be able to score that much runs and have that much traffic on base. And credit to the guys and proud of the team for a great win.
And to get over the 100 RBI plateau for the season, that has to be very meaningful for you, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very proud of that. That's a mark that, you know, I feel like I've had my eye on for a while. But, even more so, it makes it that much sweeter that we're doing it and winning and, giving ourselves a chance here at the end. But yeah, just super proud and thankful and grateful for, you know, the support staff and the hitting staff and, my teammates and all that. It's been a good year.
Monday in New York was rough with everything that the team went through weather-wise and the Yankees coming back three times to notch that win. What was the mindset like on your guys' way to Chicago and the importance of these three games and getting that first one out of the way, Christian?
Yeah, I think I think the nature of this time of year, I think it's the battle is about turning the page. So I think collectively we all felt that. It was, it's let it sting and it's okay to be disappointed, but also, let's turn the page and get back on track. So I think coming into a new city and a new series, getting out of New York, it was just turning the page and moving on and playing our best baseball and, just one game at a time.
And I was worried too, and I've said this the last couple of days, the scheduling at the end of the year, it looked weird enough on paper to begin the season, and then the weather that you guys were facing, I thought this is the last thing this team needs is to be sidetracked by rainouts and makeup games and cancellations. What is the mindset of the team right now? Is it just power through everything and get to the finish line?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's a lot of outside stuff, whether it's weather or the other games that are going on that could affect us and their score. So, there's a lot of distractions this time of year, regardless of weather or scheduling. And, I think the best teams do a really good job of staying in their own bubble and controlling what they can control and, just really focusing on executing day in and day out. So for us, it's, it's just one day at a time, one moment at a time. And, hopefully when we look up here in a week or so, everything is where we want it to be.
D-backs first baseman Christian Walker, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Not to dwell on it, but we talked about it earlier in the week, Christian. The weather conditions Sunday in New York, I can't believe you guys got nine innings in. Have you ever played in worse conditions a complete game than that? And B, have you ever played in front of a smaller crowd than what you played in front of on Monday at Yankee Stadium? That was weird.
Yeah, that was an experience for sure. No, I've never played through weather. I mean, we both of those games we played, it rained constantly all nine innings for both games. And that, I guess props to the grounds crew for keeping that surface in, at least playable shape. They had their work cut out for them for sure. But not the series that I expected heading into Yankee Stadium at the end of the year. I usually expect a pretty electric atmosphere and, the rain and combination of things. But, yeah, small crowd, tough weather. Just one of those weird moments.
All right, I've asked you this question once before. I'm going to do it again just because there's probably new Diamondback fans, given the fact that you guys are making a playoff push, and maybe people didn't hear this question before. But after the Paul Goldschmidt trade, there was a feeling maybe that you were a placeholder, a temporary stopgap. Let's keep our fingers crossed. And here you are, one Gold Glove later, 685 games, 7 years later, 120 home runs later, still powering this baseball team. Tell us again the pride you've taken in this journey to become such a staple of Diamondbacks baseball.
Yeah, a lot of pride. I think this is the opportunity that, you know, I was waiting for, or at least, you know, when Goldie got traded, you know, I spent a lot of years in the minors thinking about my opportunity. And, you know, I had some opportunities come up in the past, but, you know, this felt like my real chance. So, you know, I knew it was going to be right. Like, it's going to be hard to be the guy after the guy,
mm-hmm.
but in the same sense, it wasn't about, you know, repeating what Goldie did or being as good or better than Goldie. It was about figuring out my own way, you know, to kind of make this position mine. And, you know, the game is very competitive. It's there's so much young talent coming up, and the game's moving fast. So, you know, priding myself on maintaining an edge and, you know, working hard and just staying ahead of the curve. But, yeah, I learned a lot from Paul, man. He taught me a lot. I watched him from a distance for a few years, and the amount of professionalism that he brings to the table every day, and it's contagious. So, you know, I took some of that stuff and tried to model my game after it, but also, you know, wanted it to make it, you know, my own version.
Christian Walker, the Diamondbacks, our guest here on Arizona Sports. It's interesting, too, when you consider, Christian, the last time the D-backs made the playoffs, 2017, you were kind of a younger guy on that team. Now, 6 years later, on the precipice of making the playoffs again, you're one of the veteran leaders. I'm curious, you know, going through this and being in this tight race for a wild card, how much some of the younger players come up to you and ask you for guidance on this whole journey? Because it's different. The pressure is different.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. The dynamic is different, totally. And you know, I don't have a ton of service time, you know, in the big picture of things, right? You know, we got guys like Longo in the clubhouse, and you know, Tommy. But, you know, Longo's got 15 years. Fam's got 8. You know, we got some guys with some time, and you know, relative to me, it feels like you know, it's a bit early for me to claim a leadership role, but that's, I think, what this team needs. I think we have a lot of leadership already, and I think, similar to like the first base conversation, it's just a matter of finding my own unique way to do it. And you know, for me, I'm not really a high energy, you know, rah rah in the dugout kind of guy. So for me, it's about, you know, the relationships and the side conversations, and you know, when I see something on a player's face, I want to make sure they're good and make sure their headspace is good. So yeah, just trying to do it a little bit different of a way, but I love the challenge and the opportunity to have a leadership role on this team.
Now, I guess some people would say every baseball season can be a roller coaster ride. This one has been an extreme roller coaster for you guys. I'm curious what the net effect of the highs and the lows that you guys have had this year. What has it meant to the group? Has it brought you closer? Has it created some callus or scar tissue that has kind of prepped you for these high leverage games at the end of the season? What is the net effect of everything you guys have gone through collectively?
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. I think we can look back and we can be proud, you know, at the fact that we didn't let a funny stretch or, you know, some outside noise derail us or rattle us to the point where, you know, it took us out of it. You know, there was a rough patch for sure. And, you know, it happens to most teams every season. It's just a matter of how can you limit it and how can you get back on track. So, you know, to be presented with the challenge of, you know, getting questioned, you know, by outside sources and, you know, seeing the box scores every night and watching the standings kind of flip around. So, you know, to be able to see that changing around us and not let it derail us completely and end up getting back on track and making a push. I think looking back now, it's another, you know, stepping stone to the strength and the mindset of this team.
Christian Walker, the Diamondbacks, our guest. Before we let you go, Christian, my partner just asked you about the roller coaster ride, and it has been that, but, you know, especially a roller coaster ride for the bullpen this year. And, you know, this turnaround, this stretch drive push that the Diamondbacks are making in a lot of ways has been fueled by that bullpen. What can you say about those guys? And we saw it again last night, 6 innings of scoreless one-hit baseball. What can you say about the job that the bullpen has done down the stretch here for you guys?
Yeah, I'm super proud of them. There's no, you know, there's no real recipe when it comes to a bullpen makeup. And, you know, ideally you have, you know, your anchors and, you know, your closer and all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, matchups come up, things pop up, expected numbers, you know, maybe show some weird things. So just, you know, that job that they have down there of being ready at any time. And, you know, you want to get in the game, but you're not sure. And, you know, chances are it's going to be high leverage. So to watch those guys you know, grind all year and you know, just keep at it and, you know, not give up in the face of adversity. It's been a lot of fun. And I think nights like last night, I think it's easy to see how far we've come.
Has the rain cleared out, Christian, for today, for tonight's game, today's game?
Let's get Christian's forecast.
Yeah, I think maybe there's some stuff in the afternoon, but I think initially here we'll be good. We'll be able to get most of it in before anything comes.
Sounds good. Christian, thanks so much for checking in with us. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on that great night last night, and keep it going.